a sound that is like a trumpet. A trumpet sound going clear. A sound that is resonant, not just in London, but in this nation and beyond. Because I am wanting to build my church. I want man to get his hands off my church. In order for me to do what I want to do, and that is to bring my name, not into disrepute, but my name that is strong and purposeful, full of life, not death, full of purpose and hope. You see, I am a holy God. And as a holy God, I'm crying out for a holy people. A people who devote themselves to me and to my purpose. For I am God Almighty. And I call my people to a place where they understand who they worship. For so many people see me as a small God. They see me as a small g, not a big almighty God, the great I am, the creator of heaven and earth. They see me and they take me out of the box. They place me in a corner, and when they want me, they cry out to me, but then they put me back. But to see the Reformation, to receive the move, to see the move of God that I'm longing for, that I see in the spirit realm. I'm looking for men and women who are going to completely devote themselves to my purpose. That they recognize who I am, and therefore, because they recognize who I am, they realize that there is nothing impossible for them. Nothing. But you see, my children, it's not what you want to do, it's what I want to do. People and my church must align themselves with my plan and my purpose, not their own. You see, I am who I am. I am the God who is mighty to save. You see, my children, it's important that each and every day you understand that my salvation is there, it's a process. Salvation is something that every day you need to come and place yourself in front of me, in front of the cross of Jesus Christ, recognizing that the blood still speaks on your behalf. That it is so important that you understand that as I am mighty to save, that there are things in your lives that you need to align with what I say about you. For many of you, do not see yourself as somebody who is under the mighty hand of God. They don't recognize that I am the one that saves them every single day of their lives. I'm not just a Sunday God. I'm not just a Friday night God. But I am there every moment of the day. And I'm longing for my children to recognize who I am in every single thing and every situation that I send you into. You see, my children, I see the compromise in your lives. I see that those things that you do in the secret place where you think nobody is watching. I see you. I see what you watch. And I cry. I see how you sometimes speak to one another. And it grieves me. I see the way that you treat one another. I see the way that you respond to, oh Lord, situations at work and in your neighborhoods. There's one of you that really is here, and I really believe God's saying that you haven't spoken to your neighbor for some time because they did something and you've taken offense. You see, my child, this is why I am mighty to save. You see, I don't want something that on Friday night that is so different on Saturday through to next Thursday. But I'm calling my people to be my people who are going to reflect who I am in every situation they go into, because that's where I've sent them. But you see, I know all of these things. I know your thoughts. I know your concerns. I know those things that happen on the internet where you think are in the dark place, in the quiet place, on your own. I'm there in the office canteen where you join in with the conversations. The conversations, the gossip, the criticism of others. You see, when I died on the cross, I came to save you completely. And because I came to save you completely, I'm wanting you to live in the good of your salvation every single moment of the day. You see, I want you to understand how big I am. Not how small and inconsequential, but how great I am. How mighty I am. Because when you understand how great your God is, and how he is wanting to be with you every moment of the day, then you go into every situation and circumstance with a different mindset, a different approach to everything that I release you into, everything that I prepared in advance for you to accomplish. You see, how big am I to you? That's a question that I will be proposing throughout this evening, because that is so important for you all to take a hold of. How big am I to you? You see, I'm mighty to heal. I am mighty to heal. I know that there are people here with illnesses here this evening. Do you believe I am mighty to heal you tonight? You see, I want each and every one of you to have that understanding that if I am the great God, I am God Almighty, then I can do signs and wonders wherever and whatever and however I choose. And you see, I'm longing for you to grasp hold of who I am, and therefore understanding that I am mighty to heal. There's somebody who's come in with a migraine, and God says, I am mighty to heal. Somebody who's got a twisted foot, I believe. And people don't really notice, but if you were standing straight, one of your feet would be turned inward slightly. And because of that, actually it causes quite a lot of back injury, backache. Because it's always trying to adjust that foot and it's putting pressure on the back. And God says, do you believe that I can bring the adjustment in your foot? So that is therefore straight, and therefore what the alignment in your body will cause you to have no more backaches, to be able to walk straight without pain and free from pain. You see, I am the God who wants to heal, desires and longs to heal. But I want to create such an expectation in your life, because you understand how great I am. That you do not see me as just a small God, but you see me as God Almighty. God Almighty. Somebody else with some pain in the hand. I believe that you're an office worker and it's just really causing you quite a lot of pain in your wrists and your fingers. And sometimes it freezes, it locks. Just believe God's saying, I am mighty to heal. And if you believe me tonight, then that pain will go. Because I am mighty to heal. I am mighty to heal. You see, I want you to understand how great I am. Because you see, I am mighty. And you see, I am able to provide for you. That's not just finances. But I am able to provide whatever you need. How big am I to you? Do you believe that I can provide those friendships? Do you believe that I can provide the friendships that you have? Because I can see how lonely some of you are. But you see, I know that sometimes you do not believe that you're worth getting to know, that you're worth having a relationship, whether it's a platonic one or something more serious. But you see, I am the great provider. I am able to provide. Do you believe that I can provide for you? Somebody else has got a job that you're finding very, very tough at this moment in time. And I believe it's because God is stirring you. But in that stirring, I believe God is saying, do you believe that I am your provider? And do you believe that because I am the great God, that I am able to give you that job with that right salary that enables you to accomplish what I'm asking of you? See, I am the great God that provides. But I want you to understand that I am that God and not a small God. Because I am mighty, I am God Almighty. I am the great I am. But is your God too small? Is your God too small in this area of your life? But I truly want to provide for you in every way. For somebody, it's to provide a home. See, God sees all of these things. But he wants to provide a home for somebody. I believe another couple of people are trying to move to a different location. Do you believe that I can provide for you? You see, so many of us see God as so small. But God is saying tonight, how big am I to you? Do you believe that I am the God that sets you free? That brings release? Brings you into a place of freedom and liberty? Because this is who I am. This is my nature. And my nature is to bring that freedom into every area of your life. Not controlled by yourselves, but controlled by the Spirit that lives within you. I am the great God who wants to do all sorts of different things in your life. But I want to set you free to be who I created you to be. Because each and every one of you is uniquely made. I saw you, I formed you. Even before you were in the womb, I knew you. So none of you is an accident. None of you is not part of my plan and my purpose to see my name and my word glorified, not just in London, but in the nations. You see, I've called each and every one of you to be in that place of freedom, to come and serve me. You see, I just believe God's saying that there's a number of you that, because of what has happened in your past, that you feel that you are unable to be used by God in a greater way than you've seen him do to this point in time. I believe God's saying, how great am I to you? Because you see, when you understand who I am, and you've come to me in repentance, then I'm able to do whatever you wanted, whatever I desire for your life, for the plan that I've created you for. Because you see, every single one of you has a purpose. Every one of you is part of my body that I want to release and bring into a place of freedom and liberty so that you can operate in the power of my Holy Spirit. But that's not independently, that's together. In order for your light to shine together so that it is like a city on a hill that is not hidden. I don't want you just to be torches, but I want you to be a city that is not hidden from anything. But you see, you have to understand how great I am, because understanding how great I am just enables you to have that mindset is, okay, God, you want to use me. You want to use me to further your kingdom purposes in this area and in the area that you have located me, where you positioned me. And you see, that's why my child, that I see that you are full of guilt and doubt and uncertainty because of the things that have happened around you. You've put a restriction upon what I can do and how I can use you. You see, that's small thinking. And I want to break that small thinking in your life tonight, because I am mighty to bring freedom and liberty into your life, into your situation, that releases you into the purpose that I have called you into existence for. You have to understand that because I am a great and mighty God, I've seen the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end, because I am the Alpha and the Omega. And so I have seen what you are a part of this whole plan that I have from creation to revelation. I see it. I see each one of you as part of that plan. And that all I'm asking for today is that you see how great I am and how I've purposed each and every one of you to be part of fulfilling that plan. Nobody else can take your place. But you see, I'm longing for you to understand how great I am, and therefore you will align yourself up with my plan and my purpose for your life. See, I'm not just a small God that you can turn on and off like a TV set. I am great and almighty God that wants to do things in and through your lives, that displays my glory and my honor in everything that you do. That's why you need to be people who are living holy lives. That's why you need to be people who want to release my healing grace. You need to be people who release my provision and expect my provision in every situation and circumstance. And you too need to be people who understand that there is a freedom and a liberty in Christ Jesus that I have given you. You see, I am mighty. And I am able to defeat all the enemy's activity in your lives. How big am I to you? How big am I to you? Do you see that I am able to defeat all the enemy's tactics? Do you see that I can come and destroy the liar, the thief, that is there to try and kill and steal and destroy from you? Do you see me as the mighty one that comes and destroys and takes authority over the enemy? Over the enemy in your life. You see, I see some of you over periods of time have come into a place of defeat. See, tonight I want you to have a new mindset of how great I am. And in this area of your life, I want you to understand that I'm not small God. I am not a small God. I am a mighty God. And I defeated the enemy on that cross. And I want you to understand tonight the enemy is still defeated. He might sound loud, but he is defeated. Because I am God Almighty. And I have come to destroy the enemy's activity over your life. For some of you, your mindsets need to change because you have allowed your mind to be something that the enemy has used to bring you down. You've allowed that mindset to come in and it's been negative. It's negative thinking, negative in every single situation. It's like you're pessimistic in everything of life. Do you realize when you do that, the enemy just rubs his hands in glee because he doesn't have to do anything because you've done it all for him? But you see, that's why I want to come and change your mindset tonight and your understanding that I am not just a small God, but I am a mighty God and mighty, oh Lord, to deliver you from the enemy's activity in your lives. I'm not saying that they're going to let your lives is suddenly going to be or a swan walk. It's just going to be easy, an easy street. But you see, when you understand how great and mighty I am, I take you by your hand and lead you through the situations and circumstances that the enemy wants to throw at you, wants to use to come and kill and steal and destroy from you. But you see, you don't have to accept that because I am who I am. I am who I am, and I am mighty. And I destroy the enemy with a word. I command, and the enemy has to flee. He has to go because he has no place. With children of light, darkness has to flee. That's why, my children, I'm calling you to a place where you are living and walking in the light and truth of who I am. And what I have placed in you is light, not darkness. But you have to understand I am great and I am mighty. How great am I to you? Am I a big God or am I a small God? You see, my children, I want my church. I want my church back. I want my church to display who I am, not individual personalities. I want people to come together and display my glory and to see my supernatural taking place. Because I am the God of the supernatural. You see, so many of my children do not believe that I am a supernatural God. And therefore, they do not believe in supernatural activity around them. And because they do not believe, they see me as a small God, not a big, great God that I am. You see, I know the numbers of hairs on your head. I know one when one is removed. I know when the sparrow falls down to the ground and dies. I know your thoughts from afar. This is who I am. And I don't want my church to belittle who I am. I want my church to understand my greatness, my majesty, I want my children to understand my kingdom purpose. And that is to display who I am. For I do truly want you to be people who see God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. But you see, that's not small-minded and thinking. That is thinking of people who know who their God is. When the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant and went and placed it in the gods of the foreign gods, the idols, every idol fell. And they couldn't wait to get rid of the tabernacle because they saw that it was something holy. You see, I want you who are the temple of the Holy Spirit to be places and gone in places where the enemy just falls down in people's lives, in people's situations. Not because you beat them around with a Bible, but because you believe in the truth of who I am, and therefore your expectation is that the enemy has to flee because light has just entered into the room. You see, do you believe that? Because I'm not just talking about the church, I'm talking about your homes. Because I want light to shine in your homes, in the relationships that I've placed around you, I want that light to shine. And where light shines, darkness has to go. But you see, you have to understand these things, and I want you to think how great I am, because how great am I to you? Am I able to do these things? Because you can assess things, affirm things in your mind. But I want you to believe who I am. I want you to believe in my greatness, my majesty. Am I able to change the situations that you find yourself in? I believe that there's somebody here who's got themselves into a financial mess. I believe it's through several different things. Not just one thing, but several different things have happened that through different decisions, through different choices. But you see, if you understand how great I am, then I am able to change your situations. I'm able to change the circumstances that you find yourself in. I'm able to change those difficult situations. I believe somebody's going through a court case at this moment in time. Do you believe that I can change the outcome of that situation? Because you see, I am mighty and I am able to do these things. But I want you to believe who I am. And expect me, the supernatural God, to do supernatural things in and through you and around you. Am I able to change situations that you find yourself in? See, these are the times where you have to respond yourself. Respond in your heart to these things that I'm saying to you. Because I want you all to understand that this is a mindset that I'm talking about, and understanding that it's about focus. It's about understanding that when you have a picture of who I am, then everything else pales into significance. Because do you believe I can move mountains? Yes, I can move physical mountains. I can move stones, I can move objects. But you see, what I'm talking about is the things in your lives that to you appear as mountains at this time. You see, I want you to understand that how great I am able to command mountains and see them moved. How big am I to you? How big am I to you? How mighty am I to you? Can you see those things removed? That mountain of doubt. I believe another person is a mountain of fear. How big am I to you? Another one is the finances. But you see, I am your provider. You see, in fear, it's when you understand who I am and my perfect love casts out all fear. And that's why I want you to understand that it's not formula, it's just understanding who I am, how great I am. How great I am. Is your God too small? I really believe that if you perceive that you have been thinking your God is too small in different areas of your life, and it may be very, very different for every single person in this room, I just really believe that you just need to talk to God right now and say, God, I'm so sorry that in this area of my life, I've just seen that I've doubted you are able to. And Father, tonight I just want to refocus upon who you are, and that as mighty God, you are able to do all of these things. Just respond to him now in whatever way you feel that God is leading you. Because it's so important that you answer that question yourself. Is your God too small? If he is, then you need to say, sorry, Father. I'm so sorry that I've just lost sight of you in this area of my life. I'm so sorry, Father, Lord, that I've doubted you in this area. Forgive me, Father, for being fearful in that particular situation. Forgive me for being afraid. And for somebody, it's afraid of a redundancy. And that fear of redundancy has caused you to really be anxious. And because you've been anxious, it's actually caused some stomach situation that's going off in you. It's caused stress. But it's caused a lot more acidic thing in your stomach, which is causing problems when you're eating and your digestive system. See, God sees all of these things. But he wants you, each of and every one of you, to recognize tonight an understanding, God, I'm so sorry that I have, in this area of my life, or that area, or maybe several areas, Lord, I'm so sorry that I've not seen you as God Almighty in these areas. And I recognize that you are God Almighty. I recognize that you are the creator of the world. You are the supernatural God who wants to do supernatural things in this area of my life. Be very specific in what you're saying to him right now. Because God's been asking you these questions. How big am I to you? How big am I to you? How big am I to you? Am I able to restore things that have been stolen from you? Am I able to do that? Am I able to restore things to you? You see, this is who I am. I want to restore relationships. I want you to restore. For some of you, it's a restoring of trust. That because of situations that have you faced, that you've lost trust in different people, in different situations. And because of that, your focus is not being upon on Him, not upon God Almighty, but it's been upon others because of that trust and that breakdown of trust. It's like your focus has been upon everything around you rather than upon Him who is able to restore what has been lost. But you have to understand that I'm not a small God who can't do these things. I am a mighty God who wants to do all of these things because I'm longing to display my glory in your life and through your life so that people can see and say, look what the Lord has done. Oh, Jesus, you are mighty to save. You are mighty to heal. You are mighty to set free. You are mighty to deliver. You are so mighty, Father. You are so mighty. And as you, each and every one of you, do business with God tonight, it's not like it's a magic wand. But when you understand how great your God is, things come into a very different perspective. Everything in life will change when you understand that God Almighty is with you. You can walk down a dark road and understand God is Almighty and He's with you. And therefore you walk down a road unafraid. Because for some of you that's important. You have to understand that because some of you have been afraid of those things. And actually it has been sometimes prevented you from doing something and on your own because you've been afraid of something. But how great am I to you? Because I want you to understand how great I am. And because I am great, I can do all of these things. I am able to do these things. I'm able to restore. I'm able to deliver you. But you see, what I'm longing for is for you, for my church, to understand how great and awesome I am. How I am a loving God. But I am also longing for my children to walk in holiness. I'm longing for my children to fulfill the commands that I placed in my word. For I am the God of the word. And I want you to operate in the word and in the spirit. Those two things go hand in hand. Not one without the other, not one percentage without the other. For my word needs to be in you. So that you do not become deceived. You do not get sidetracked from what I'm asking of you. Because daily you understand how great I am. And therefore you begin to understand your purpose within my amazing plan. Oh Jesus. Father, I just thank you. That you constantly speak to me personally about how great you are and how you want me to perceive how you great you are and therefore to live this life for you and for your purpose. Father, Lord, I just pray that for each person who has been sitting at your feet tonight. Lord, I just ask that they, each one of them, has responded to you in whatever area of their life, or several areas, where they have not, again, recognized how great you are, but tonight they have. And because they have, I thank you that the changes are going to take place in different situations, practical, simple situations. But Lord, I thank you that you are going to supernaturally do things. Father, Lord, I thank you that for some, there's going to be an accelerated process. I thank you for others, Father, they're giving you, that you're giving them patience and endurance to run the race that is before them. Father, I thank you for others that you're giving them self-control to allow them to come into alignment with your plan and purpose, that their life will be holy, their life will be pleasing, their thoughts will be pleasing to you. Father, I just thank you that in all of these things, when we understand how mighty and amazing you are, Lord, I just thank you everything pales into insignificance compared to you. Oh, Jesus, if we could all stand, please. Thank you, Father. And if you just could put your hands in the air and just begin to thank God. Just acknowledge who God is to you. Just use your own words in your own language. If you, it's not English, just speak in whatever language that comes naturally to you. Just to proclaiming him as Lord of your life. Proclaiming who he is for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you. Praise you.